Okay, so I'm eating a creepy pasta from r/no sleep, and it's called "I played a text-based adventure game on the dark web, and I can't undo the things that I did." I spend a lot of time on Reddit, and I'm sure you do too. I'm in a lot of video game subs, and in particular, the ones about text-based games. I'm talking about games like Zork. I wasn't alive when Zork came out, but I got really into it in high school, and when I made it to college, I took an even deeper dive, playing all the sequels and all the knockoffs and every shitty game that people had cobbled together and released online. I had to refocus a bit, adding work on top of college courses so I could afford my shitbox apartment. But eventually, I came across a post called Apartment Complex. Not a super promising name, but I was bored and it was free. And the fact that it was hosted on some weird site that I couldn't access from regular browsers appealed to me. It added an element of mystery. So I opened a Tor browser, entered the link, and got to a profile creation page. Basic stuff like your username, preferred resolution, etc. It didn't ask me for any personal information, so I kept going. That was when the screen went blank, and a text box opened up. "Welcome to Apartment Complex. You have been assigned your very own apartment building to run, but this isn't any apartment building, because the tenants are going to be experiencing some pretty scary ordeals. You get to decide what happens next. Will your tenants survive? Will you accidentally butcher them all? The power is in your hands. Are you ready? Yes or no?" Why not? I figured. So I typed in a Y. More text appeared. "Excellent. We'll start you off with an easy management level. You have 6 tenants, numbered 1 to 6. None of them know each other well. Enter a number to learn more about a tenant and begin to make decisions." I grabbed the 6-sided dice off my desk and rolled it. "Free." "Free," I typed. "Intriguing choice. The tenant in number 3 is called Cherry. She is 19 and a sophomore in college. All her friends know her to be outgoing and flirty, and she brings new guys back to her apartment multiple times a week. She doesn't want a commitment, and she only enjoys sex. But mostly, she dislikes not being alone. It's possible it's related to how she was repeatedly abandoned by her foster parents. Tonight, she brought home a young man named Fad. She plans to have sex with Fad, and he will pressure her to not use a condom. She'll say yes because she doesn't want to scare him off. But you can help her out. Should tonight be the night she stands up to Fad and tells him she won't sleep with him without protection, at the risk of spending the night alone? Yes or no?" I didn't realize this game would be so domestic soap opera. Whatever, I thought. Let's see how this plays out. "Why," I typed. "Intriguing choice. Fad and Cherry start to get hot and heavy. When they are naked on her couch, Fad tries to penetrate her, but Cherry stops him and says that he needs to use a condom. Fad complains that that doesn't feel as good, and Cherry tells him that it's more important that the both of them are protected from STDs. She's feeling a little tense. Fad calls her a whore and a tease and throws his clothes back on. Cherry cries as Fad grows a storm out. Unfortunately, Cherry's door won't open. Fad checks and the door isn't locked, but it refuses to open. Furious Fad storms back to where Cherry is still laying naked on the couch and crying and begins to scream at her. Would you like to continue making decisions for Cherry or try another tenant? 1 for Cherry and 2 for a new tenant." This game is weird and pretty retro, but I found myself pretty intrigued by Cherry and Fad's story. The clunky stories in these games had a certain charm that made them very engaging. Fuck it. Let's keep going. 1, I typed. "Intriguing choice. Fad continues to scream at Cherry, who can't stop crying. She's afraid he might hit her. Fad hasn't decided if he will or not, but plans to let his anger and lack of concern for Cherry as a human being guide his behavior. If things continue as they are, Fad will most likely beat Cherry to the point where she'll need to be rushed to the emergency room. Should chat be stopped? Why or no?" "Fuck," I mumbled out loud to myself. This got intense. "Why," I typed. "Intriguing choice. A ceiling tile falls off. The edge cuts across Fad's jugular. Blood gushes out everywhere. He is dead in seconds. What the fuck? I said to myself. This game is whack. But the text continued to appear. Jerry is horrified. Much of the blood sprayed all over her. She's so scared she starts to shut down. Jerry won't be taking any more actions for a while. Choose a tenant. 1, 2, 4, 5, or 6. Damn, I thought. Looks like I'm not going to finish this game with a decent score. Keep plugging away, though. I rolled the die again. 5, I typed in. Intriguing choice. The tenant number 5 is Clyde. He is 35 and works at a local First State Bank. His hobbies include snowboarding, tennis, and recreational murder, 90s sitcoms, and fishing. He's home alone tonight after his girlfriend, Alicia, texted him and told him she was leaving him for his brother. He bought a gallon of chocolate cookie dip ice cream and is working his way through that in the third season of Frasier. He feels the itch to strangle someone. It's been a while and he's trying to kick the habit, but the deep well of emotion seems to be so deep that the ice cream alone can't fill it. He's hoping to quench up the urge of a TV binge, but just as he's settling in, he starts to smell gas. Should he investigate? Yes or no? Not investigating would be boring, so of course I typed in yes. Intriguing choice. Clyde gets off the couch and follows his nose to the kitchen, where a heavy propane smell is blasting out of one of the burners. He's familiar enough with gas leaks to know that one of them is a spark away from Clyde. Flambé. Should Clyde leave or keep sucking up the fumes? 1, Clyde leaves, or 2, Clyde stays. Seems weird to release the murdered, I thought. But it would be just as boring to gas him to death. I type in 1. Intriguing choice. Clyde exits his apartment and heads downstairs to the front door. While he makes it to the floor below his, he sees that the stairs are blocked off by fallen ceiling tiles. There are stairs on the opposite side of the floor, and on the way, he would pass 2 other apartments which would likely have phones to call the fire department to handle the gas leak. Should he stop at the first apartment, or the second apartment, or take the stairs? It was 1, 2, and 3. 1, I typed. Intriguing choice. That was it. No more text. What the hell? I said under my breath. And then... there was a knock on my door. I froze. Hey, anyone home? A voice called from the other side of the door. My name's Clyde, and I live on the floor above you. My phone isn't working, and my apartment smells like gas. Can I borrow your phone? I sat as still as I could, making no sound. Seriously, it's an emergency. I'm pretty sure I heard some noise in there. I need help. On my screen, I saw more text pop up. Should Clyde keep trying the first apartment? 1. Try the next apartment, 2. Or take the stairs on the far end of the door, 3. And as gently as I could, I pressed 2. The clack of the key sounded like a gunshot in my head.
Whatever, asshole. I know you're home. I hope you enjoy being a piece of shit, Clyde said.
And then I heard his footsteps go down the hall. The apartment building I'm in is new. I'm pretty well insulated, but I could faintly hear knocking on the apartment down the hall from me. I knew a college girl lived there. Hopefully, she isn't home. Wait. College girl? No. It couldn't be. Text started filling up my screen again. Clyde went into the next apartment and knocked on the door. He heard sobbing from inside. When the tenant inside didn't open the door, he tried the knob. It turned, but the door wouldn't budge. It looks like it was misaligned. And with the heat wave, the wood had swollen and jammed the door in place. Suddenly, I heard a smash from outside. I told my eyes to look at my front door, but it was still solidly shut. The sound had come from down the hall. I looked back at my screen. Clyde used his shoulder to slam the door and it popped open. He stepped in, calling to whoever was in the apartment. Walking in further, he saw a shocking sight. A man on the ground, his neck slashed open, a ceiling tile on the ground next to him, and on the couch, a completely naked young woman, and covering everything, a massive splatter of blood. Clyde grinned. Are you going to help Cherry leave your apartment and go to hers, or do nothing while Clyde murders her?
This was so messed up. I couldn't just let someone murder my neighbor, even if I barely knew her. But I was terrified. I got up and ran to my kitchen and grabbed the biggest knife I could find, and then went to my door. I took 3 deep breaths to steady myself, and then I unlocked the door and threw it open. I ran into the hall, and I looked over to where the apartment was, and I could see where the door had been broken in. I ran as quietly as I could over there, and when I reached the door, stopped short and stuck my head around the doorframe to see what was going on. Unfortunately, I couldn't see what was happening from where I was, so I crept in stealthily as I could, and the first thing that hit me was the bitter stench of blood. And then I got close enough to see what was happening. Cherry was on her back on the couch, Clyde leaning over her with his hands around her throat. She was scratching at him, but the blood made everything slicked and looked like her nails were sliding more around and doing damage. I ran up to them and I dove my knife straight into Clyde's back, and he roared and whirled around. "You bastard," he yelled and dove at me, tackling me to the ground. He started pummeling me with his fists. There was little I could do to stop him, which each blow, I felt myself getting weaker and my vision going darker. And then Clyde screamed. I focused as best as I could. Above Clyde, Cherry was raising the knife for another blow. She stabbed Clyde over and over until he collapsed on top of me. And then she stabbed him some more. I screamed at her to stop, to let me up, and eventually it broke through her terror. She helped me push his body off. I threw a blanket around Cherry and then called the cops. We spent a lot of time going over our stories with them. I left out the dark web stuff because I didn't want to get in trouble. And finally, the cops left. Cherry went to go stay with her parents, and I went back to my apartment. And when I got back, words were flashing on my screen. "Remember, everything that happened tonight was your choice. And below that, we hope you play Apartment Complex again."